This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from West Bloomfield Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center. Patient first name is Mary, M-A-R-Y. Last name is Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R. Date of birth is 7-6-1949. Date of evaluation is 3-1-23. Chief complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of anxiety, depression, history of present illness. This is a 73 years old female who was admitted to this facility for subacute rehabilitation. Post she has spondylolisthesis, spondylolisthesis, lumbar region. Your patient has diabetes, COPD, gastroparesis, hypertension, anemia, anxiety, difficulty walking. Period. During my evaluation, patient reports that she's feeling better, and reports that she was able to stand up today, and in physical therapy. Staff notes indicates that she yelled and screamed at times and appears to be related to pain. Peer patient acknowledged that she gets mean when she's in pain. Patient was admitted here on Lexapro. Peer patient did not know the name of the medication, but she knew she has been taking it for some time. Here the reports that many years ago she was prescribed antidepressant for severe depression post she moved from up north to Lincoln Park to be close to her family post hip surgery. Peter reports that antidepressant made her suicidal at that time. Peter patient denies any thoughts of harm to self or others. Peter no paranoia, delusions, hallucinations. Peter no hypomanic, romantic symptoms. Review of system, general weakness, eyes, non-reported ear, nostril, non-reported cardiovascular, non-reported respiratory, non-reported gastrointestinal, non-reported genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal, weakness, skin, neurologic, non-reported psychiatric. Please see complete psychiatric examination below. Endocrine heme allergies non-reported. Next paragraph, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment. No prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment. No. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero. Priority of suicide attempts, no. Priority of aggression, no. Next paragraph, education. High school, current occupation. Used to work as a janitor. Next paragraph, relationship, current relationship, divorce, number of children, 3, 2 sons and a daughter. Prior difficulty of legal system, no. Prior incarceration, no. Next paragraph, under history and habits, under common C, medical and surgical history as reported in HPI. Please save that. Next paragraph, Psychiatric mental status examination, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative motor movements, weakness, gait not tested, speech clear, mood euthymic, mildly anxious, thought processes logical, association normal, thought content no, suicidal homicidal ideation, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented at time, place, and person, memory intact for recent and remote events, attention, concentration with the normal fund of knowledge, normal judgment and insight intact. Next paragraph. Under medications, a drug Lexapro, 5 milligram once a day. Under assessment plan, adjustment disorder with anxiety, F43.22, plans continue Lexapro as prescribed, peer continued psychotherapy with seniors wellness group psychologist, peer encourage patient to practice mindfulness, deep breathing exercises, under disposition, notify service for any changes in mood, behaviors, and new concerns. And please check. The patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph, orders and procedures. 99305. Under supplemental administrative test, risk benefit analysis, common side effects of SSRI. Risk benefit statement, please check, in my medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment and potential consequences of harm to herself and others. This is the end of dictation.